Joy Tactics.
So today we're talking about different kinds of soda.
Jesus.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Somebody's like, I'll give Joy Tactics one last chance. Like, they have one fucking last chance to hook me. Everyone's fucking talking about this shit. I'm going to give it one more fucking episode, and I'm fucking out. If they talk about fucking soda or fucking... I'm done, dude.
Well, you're forgetting about all the different men and women who maybe have gone sober and redirected their obsession with alcohol to soda, and they have rare root beers and rare Sprites and different style of Mr. Pibbs.
And by the way...
They're crying because they're finally being seen. Sorry, Jack.
No. And this is Jack, for those who still don't fucking understand the difference between me and Nate. It's very, very different. Nate, wait, real quick. Nate, say like, hello. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, this is Nate. Hello. This is me. Hello. See, hi.
Hello.
You see the difference,
very
right?
Very different. Very, very different.
Yeah.
But hello, you're talking to somebody before you shit all over soda, who used to be a professional soda jerk. So don't disrespect it, because
a jerk,
dude. It's not so similar to the nasty shit that you guys are thinking about. Phosphates, egg creams,
dude. You used to jerk off fucking.
You can't
soda
jerk
bottles.
Soda off, man.
Bottles? Is that what you? You're
That's
saying,
not the
dude?
Type of podcast I want to be, dude. I want to talk about litigation. I want to talk about aerated water.
That sounds like a Nutbuster short story. Is this
the egg cream.
Soda jerker that busts out the egg cream at the end of
the
shift?
Soda.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I dreamt in black and white.
Can I say that rare soda interest is a red flag?
That is a bright red flag. Rare soda, except for, I'll just say it this way, because when I was a child, I feel like I didn't have too many indulgences, all right? We had the fat-free milk. We had fat-free cookies. We had basically sugar-free ice cream, busted at Skinny Cow ice cream sandwiches. But once in a while, on Thanksgiving, my mom would let me go and get a 4-pack of Blue Raspberry Jones soda.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Of course.
And I would just sit there and sip that thing so slow, kind of like show people I was drinking it, show the crazy pictures that they had on that shit. I submitted pictures to be on the Jones Soda Company bottles. Remember you could do that?
Oh, no, I don't. But I remember that there were probably
that?
Pictures on them.
Jones Soda, they had all their pictures like in black and white on the
Nate,
boxes.
You don't remember Jones Soda?
No, I know Jones Soda, but I'm curious about the photo beyond the bottle. That was like a contest or something.
People, there's always different photos on Jones Soda. I'll show you after this.
Talking shit about soda addict, like soda people, and then we're all immediately so invested in it.
Well,
you
now
see
that
the
I
irony.
Think about it, now that I think about it. I'm rocking with Dr. Brown's soda.
Here we go.
Brown's.
But
you
that's
need
not
to
rare
be...
soda. I'm talking about the sodas that you go to a candy store, and there's all these like...
Corn-flavored soda.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
well, Dr. Brown's has Celray, dude.
Yeah, but that is the best. That is the shit, what? Though.
Celray?
That's a deli staple, all right? That's not a soda.
Listen, Celray soda, a tuna sandwich, and Hal's jalapeno chips. And then you go back to work as a copywriter in 1971.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.